U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos is in Arizona today to speak at ALEC and to discuss her new tax credit proposal dubbed Education Freedom Scholarships. Her plan is similar to Arizona's tax credit model, which provides a dollar-for-dollar state tax credit for individual and corporate donations to school tuition organizations. President Trump's 2020 budget plan includes $5 billion to pay for the tax credits that would be available under DeVos's federal plan. It's an idea that has contributed to frustrations among public school devotees in Arizona and beyond. Their position has been that such tax credits have exacerbated the public school funding situation today. But advocates argue these tax credits are a reflection of educational freedom. With us now is an advocate, Jeannie Allen, founder and CEO of the Conservative Center for Education Reform, who presented at ALEC earlier this morning. Jeannie, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Lauren, but I would say one thing. We're actually not the Conservative Center for Education Reform. CER is a very bipartisan, broadly representative group that is focused on helping kids learn at all levels, but I'm happy to be here.
Okay. I want to start with what you presented this morning at ALEC. So what is a program like this entail? Give us some of the details.
Well, I was here to lead a discussion with three state superintendents of public instruction, elected, Montana, South Carolina, and Wyoming, about the role of civics education, actually, in America. We all agree. Your own amazing Sandra Day O'Connor founded an effort called iCivics several years ago. And really, all of us across the country, no matter what your ideology is, believe that our kids are woefully unprepared to be the great citizens this nation needs. And so that was the discussion.
Can you talk to us a little bit about this Betsy DeVos plan about tax credit proposals, the Education Freedom Scholarship Program then?
Absolutely. And I've heard several times discussed, we are based in Washington, D.C., and actually we find this proposal incredibly appealing across the country for the last 25 years, as you know. And in Arizona, there have been the opportunity for parents to increasingly have a role in where their kids go to school, not just by zip code, but based on their need. And so the federal proposal that was introduced on Capitol Hill that Secretary DeVos is pushing is frankly no different than has been pushed here or in Milwaukee by Democrats and Republicans together, which essentially says that states should have the freedom to help students and families decide how best to spend their tax dollars. And so the Education Freedom Scholarship proposal would set aside a certain amount of federal money to be allocated for you to choose schools other than the one to which you're zoned and allow private schools as part of that. It's just an increasing push, what we know about the brain and what we know about how kids learn, that not everyone can learn in the same environment.
So Arizona's system was a model for this.
Arizona, Florida, Georgia, absolutely. And what we're learning from your experience here is that there's no one perfect program. Every state varies. And so, yes, there's a lot of pushback, as you said in your intro, Lauren, mm-hmm. by traditional education advocates. The reality is we shouldn't be traditional anything. We should be non-traditional in the pursuit of great stuff that helps kids. And if my four children were all put in the same learning environment, I'd still be struggling with them today.
Last question we'll have time for then is I just want to ask about funding. So the president has budgeted $5 billion in his budget to fund these tax credits. What would this entail? Would that be the only source of funding, or would there be other ways to possibly do this?
You know, it is the only source of funding at the federal level. It's offset by cuts in really non-necessary bureaucracy, which is a good thing. And the idea is that states themselves would take those $10,000 to $12,000 per pupil and more every year and use the funds from the federal government to match it and make these programs more prevalent. There are states that simply aren't like Arizona, aren't as progressive, and need a push to start this because there are kids and families in every state that don't have the kinds of access to programs that states like yours have. So you guys have done a fantastic job being a beacon for us everywhere.
That is Jeannie Allen with the Center for Education Reform. Jeannie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And now we turn to an opposing view to get the public school advocacy perspective on tax credit programs like this. Dawn Penich Thacker is the communications director for Save Our Schools Arizona, a grassroots group you may remember started in response to efforts to expand the state school voucher program. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
So I want to just start with your response to, I want to actually start with a little bit about how these tax credit programs have played out here in Arizona. As we just heard, this federal proposal from Betsy DeVos and others is sort of modeled on what we've done here.
That's right. And as the previous guest said, Arizona has done a lot of these programs already, which means that Arizona can also show how badly these programs can go wrong. Here in Arizona, we've had these private school STOs and ESAs, STOs since 1997. At this point, 20 years later, we are losing $160 million every single year out of our education budget, out of our general fund. These private school STOs have ballooned 4,000% over these last 20 years, even though the number of students in private schools has remained stagnant at only 5%. So that means that we are expanding the amount of money for only a tiny percentage of our students in Arizona.
Dawn, can you give us a sense of whether or not programs like this led to some of what we saw with teacher protests, or what role they played in the Red for Ed movement we saw happen?
Yeah, and you know, all due respect, your previous guest, it just shows how out of touch some of these DC lobbyists and think tanks are with what people really are choosing in Arizona, what people really want. In Arizona, 95% of families choose public schools. That's either public districts or public charters. Programs like this, you know, dollar for dollar private school tax credit basically degrade the choices of the rest of us. So that contributes to the fact that we have some of the lowest paid teachers in the country. We went up like one notch after the 20 by 20 teacher salary increase. We have the worst teacher turnover in the entire nation. We have the most crowded classrooms in the entire nation. And this is what we're doing to 95% of our students. And so to say, you know, this is for choice, Arizona families are making their choices, and they're making it in public schools. And what we heard, the reason my group and Red for Ed has been successful, is because people feel this. They want us investing. They want our leadership, Governor Ducey, the federal government, investing in the choices we are making, which is public schools.
Dawn, before I let you go, so what about the school choice argument here, though? Arizona's been, you know, a leader, I think, in the country in terms of school choice, and a lot of students benefit from those charter schools. Is there a way to sort of do both in a way that would fund public schools in a way that would make teachers and advocacy groups like yours happy, but also allow for those?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think anybody is trying to take away choices. What we're trying to say is, you know, let's have some awareness. If 95% of families are choosing to put their kids in public districts and public charters, then let's stop giving away tax credits to corporations or, you know, all these different gimmicks. Let's actually invest in these schools. We've made our choices. We're not losing any choices, but let's make sure the choices we do have are well-funded, well-supported.
All right. That is Dawn Pennock-Thacker with Save Our Schools Arizona. Dawn, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.